Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Korea. So this is live at 5, given it's 5 in the morning there. I suspect not many people are going to be watching, apart from those on replay. However, if you are on replay, welcome. So I've just got my WAF competitor's hat and World Horse Archery Federation badge, t-shirt thing. There we go. So here's the scene. This is the stables. You've got some horses there. Most of the horses are jolly fast. Not frightened fast, it's just the way they've been trained. They're fast. Here's the competitors. We've got some, oh, can we see that? Malaysians down there. Hi, Emma. Hi. There's a 10 out of the team in Malaysia. We've got quite a lot of South Africans. The Russians are here. The British are here. Can we see? There we go.
Hi, everyone. Who's looking? Team, oh, one person there.
Team Malaysia there. It is only 5 o'clock in the morning. So I won't be surprised. But they're going to see us on replay. So there you are. Hello to the replay people.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. We are having a good time here.
We are. Yeah, we've tried the horses, haven't we? How's your horse?
Yeah, I'm going for Gumini.
Yeah, is it good? Fast?
Fast, very fast, like...
Yeah.
Yes.
Fast and steady, fast and consistent.
Fast, steady and relaxed.
Fast, steady and relaxed, like me.
Yeah.
We got Team America in the back there, look at that, team from Texas, come and have a look. There we go, here's the lunch thing. We got Team Texas going on there. They're not from Texas, one's from Texas. And there we go, we've got Team China in the background there. We've got lots of people. So there we go, the atmosphere is hotting up. We've all had a go on various horses. However, that doesn't mean we're going to get the horses that we had a go on. Everybody gets to try some various horses, it's chaos. And then tonight it's all going to be drawn out of the flag. Hey, look at this, they've got these... orb spiders everywhere. Look at this one. This one. See if I can see it. There we are. Can you see that? We'll have to turn the camera around because I can't see if I did that very well. Okay, here we are. Here's our little orb spider. Where is she? There she is. Come on, get in focus. Get in focus. Got sort of yellow knees kind of thing. I'm not the best wildlife photographer. There we are. But they're everywhere. They're real cute. Okay, David Attenborough, I'm not. So there we go. We're going to get given horses. We don't know which horses. We've seen them all running around. On the whole, they just all get in and go. Some of them mess around at the start. But there we go. Everybody here is of a really high standard. The horse archery is absolutely amazing. It's a privilege to be with these people. And there we go. I'll keep you updated as it goes on. We're going to get our horse selection tonight. And then it's the junior competition tomorrow. Okay then, everybody, I'm going to keep you updated from here. Here's where the Wi-Fi reaches to. We'll see what we can get for you. And we'll see you later. Bye. Bye, Emma. Welcome to Live at 5. Here we are at our hotel. So we've just done the juniors part of the competition. You saw how it went. If you haven't seen how it went, there's a video just below this post where you can see the kids going at it. And they were absolutely super. So here we are back at the hotel. We've got Team China. There we are. Say hello.
Hi.
Team China, that Team Korea here, super. With Team China, and quite honestly, Team China have won the costumes. There we are. As Team China, there just having a little bit of a team meeting. There we are. But as you can see, let's have a little look at the weather. Yeah, you haven't got it wrong. the weather is changing. The competition tomorrow is going to be in a typhoon. We're going to be doing typhoon archery. It's going to be amazing. Hello, everybody. Morning. So, what time is it there? A little think. It would be 4 o'clock now. 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe. Between 8 and 9 in the morning. Here we are. Look, just have a little look here. All the water will end up on this beautiful river. That's absolutely super. So, the reason why I'm keeping us all up to date. Hello, hi Claire, hi Nicola. Morning, morning Sue. Who else have I got? Mel, hello. So the reason why I keep, why am I keeping us up to date? Because horses are fun. I just want to keep us up to date with going out, having fun on our horses. Woohoo, jolly good. I also want to keep an eye on what happens to myself when my anxiety starts going up and how I deal with the what ifs. I in my courses and on my videos and everything, you know that I'm always saying about dealing with the what ifs, and I thought it'd be interesting to do a live coverage for myself as I get to my limit. And quite honestly, the people here are absolutely super. So I had an email once from somebody who'd got the book and come to the course, and they'd said that one of the most amazing things was to realise that the people who run the courses and do all the stunts and jousting and everything else have our own what-ifs. And they found that empowering, that they didn't feel that they were weak or somehow inferior because they have the what-ifs. So now we're going to do horse archery on that track that you saw, on those horses that are going jolly fast, and we're going to do that in a typhoon. I know that sand gets slippy, so we've got all the what-ifs. It's like, what if the horses slip over? What if they go too fast? What if they go too fast around the corner? Also, normal what-ifs when we were getting here. We're going on the aeroplane. What if it crashes? What if it... and so on and so on. Hopefully, you can see that it's absolutely detrimental to myself and my own development in this weekend if I was to pay attention to the what-ifs. In fact, even just running off a quick list now was so alien to me, I felt a little bit funny. Not about the what-ifs, but I shouldn't be saying this. But of course I am saying it because we're on the Carl Greenwood page. This is where I have to control my stress and enjoy my horse. This is my philosophy down in a nutshell. So anyway, we've got the competition coming tomorrow. It's going to be in a typhoon. The horses go like the clappers. I'm on a nice little horse called Bibion, but it's quite large. It's one of the larger horses because I'm quite tall. There we go. You can hear the rain coming in now. So there you are. That's what I just wanted to share with you for this moment. Dinner's about to be served, and I was like, I'm just going to go out and do a quick live at 5 because this is perfect what-if territory. Perfect. So you can see it would do me no good at all to what if. So I simply mustn't, because where would we go? We'd go home, wouldn't we? Horse archery in a typhoon. So there's been, of the, I think there's 60 competitors practicing, there's been umpteen flat out horses. There's been 2 people fall off. And do you think, given what I've said through my book, through my courses, through everything else, do you think that those people were hurt going flat out without their hands on the reins? Of course they weren't. Perfectly normal to fall off sometimes. Picked themselves up and they're in the competition. So there we go. And this is at the extremes of horse riding. So there we go, thought I'd share that with you. Okay, thanks everybody. We're going to have a pre-competition barbecue tonight in the rain, and then we're going to have a competition in a typhoon. Okay, I'll leave you with a picture of the mountains of Korea, and even though it's going to be raining, we are going to control our stress and enjoy our horse archery. There we are. Thanks for listening. Hello, live at 5. Here we are in Korea, and it's been raining. It still is raining. If you can see, there's a typhoon set for tomorrow. Everybody's very wet and cold. We're at the end of the single shot and double shot. We've got the serial shot, which is five targets tomorrow. Here comes Freddy. You can see people washing off their horses and all that. So it's been an exciting day. So here's the lesson for today. Everybody's wet and cold because, of course, us British, we thought, well, we'd better pack some dry clothes. Nobody else thought to do that. So there we go. So the track is slippy. Come here. The fear of the danger of the slippiness is quite rampant here, and it is something that we're really quite used to in England. So that just goes to show that what we consider a inconvenience or bad luck or whatever for being in Britain, it's actually worked to our advantage. So there you are. Take your opportunities to go riding when you can, because you never know when that's going to come in useful. So there's a typhoon tomorrow. We're going to do the serial shot, and we'll let you know exactly how it goes on. Bye for now. Hello, is anybody there? I don't even know what time it is. It's coming up. Here we are in Incheon Airport in Korea. I don't know if you can see all the generally foreign writing going around. I can't understand how anybody can read that Korean writing. But I'm going to find out for next year. It's been an absolute blast. It's been amazing. We've met some of the most amazing people. And I didn't get all the footage I wanted to for you guys because there wasn't a lot of internet access at the actual arena. We just got around the backstage that I saw you, and it's now 9:30 in the evening. We're about to start flying over. Oh, the light's gone a little bit funny there. I don't know why. There we are. But what internet sharing I did manage to do with you, I was very glad to do with you, because it had my own what ifs and my own bite sizes. So my what ifs. My what if worry was, what if we fall off all over, make a bad job of ourselves, come last on the list. The dream was to go in there like a steam train and win the whole lot. But the bite size, that's the important thing. Our bite size was, the first bite size that we had to do was to come to the competition and begin. But what if didn't happen? What if two people fell off, one person fell over out of about 600 runs on a really slippy track. There'd been a typhoon and everything. So there we go. Interestingly, all the gossip backstage about it being slippy was exactly the same as anything else, and this is the professional people as well, professional athletes as well. So it just goes to show how people expected the worst, and they just didn't get it. There we are. And the person who did fall over, of course, and the people who fell off, do you think they were hurt? Of course they weren't. It's perfectly normal. There we are. Oh, there we are, Akmal. There we are. Akmal's even watching. So there we go. My bite size was to get to the competition and do the competition. The dream was to win. As it happens, we did fair to middling, but I did my bite size. So you've all, yeah, Akmal Dalad wins a special prize. Although you did take your cast off a bit quickly though, but there you go. So that's our bite sizes. We got to the competition, we did it. Our next bite size is to go home, practice, come back, now that we know how it goes. So there you go. What I wanted to include you with was to show that everybody has their what ifs, everybody has the bite sizes that they need to do, and so you can do your bite sizes too. Okay, thanks for listening. I don't know what time it is in the UK, but I'm sure you'll see it on replay. Please leave a little comment. Akmal Dalan, have a very good trip home. See you later, bye. Have a good trip. See you later, Eddie.